You're listening to Pirate Cat Radio, KPCR 92.9 FM in Los Gatos, KMRT 101.9 FM in Santa Cruz, and KVBE 91.1 FM in Portland.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes. I decided to do it this way. You're funny.
Fabulous. This sounds so much better.
Yeah, way better. So, I'm glad we could meet today. I had a huge salad. Do you like salads?
I love to toss a salad. No, I do like salads. I make myself sick of them, but I'm an avid salad eater.
Are you? And what is your go-to salad mixing? What do you take in your salad? When you're tossing.
Oh, I take it real. I like a big cucumber. I mean, I sound like I'm kidding, but I really am.
No, I love it. They're very hydrating. Yes. And they're very stimulating as well. Yes.
Oh, very much. Surrounded by two tomatoes.
At the bottom.
Sometimes chickpeas. Or garbanzo beans, whatever you prefer to call them.
Oh, I was going to say, like, that's the one thing that I can't tolerate in a salad. They just have such a weird taste to me. How did you acquire a taste for such an odd thing?
Well, I'm just very sophisticated. I have a very sophisticated palate. You know, growing up in Northeast Pennsylvania, we ate all kinds of stuff.
I didn't know beans were sophisticated.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of family. We'd have them shipped in from New York. Yeah.
Remember not to swear. I think you just did it.
Oh, okay.
This isn't... We're not free like on your show, unfortunately.
I'll censor myself. No,
well, if you don't...
Fine, yeah.
If you make a mistake here and there, that's tolerable. But back to...
No, that's okay. I hate free speech, too.
Back to chickpeas, chick. Is that how hummus is made, by the way?
Yeah, you mash them up. You know, I've never made my own hummus, but I believe there's garlic involved.
Oh, that's
maybe
a bummus.
Lemon juice. Oh, okay. Some olive oil. Oh. I watched my friend make it for me once. I just ate the whole thing, but I couldn't really tell you about the details.
Why don't you try it? What's making you not try it? To make it.
Well, I tend to buy, if you just buy it in the grocery store, you don't have to do all that work. They just little containers.
They do it for you these days.
Chips, or even a nice slice of a large cucumber.
Yeah, times have come our way.
Yeah, or even your finger.
Oh, wow,
if it's,
that's
right
crazy.
Use your hand. Scoop it up. I'm crazy like that.
I feel like you would, I don't think that you would do that, actually. I don't feel like you would, I don't see you eating hummus with your hands. You seem more sophisticated than that. So you have a sophisticated palate, but you eat it with your hands. Is that what you're saying? Is this a cultural thing?
Yeah. So let's say somebody who's a reefer addict, who I'm not saying is me. Let's say they're almost with the whole hummus thing, and they're so involved in eating, they don't want to get up and actually
There's no reefer addicts who are going to go for hummus as their choice, okay? They're going for way worse things than hummus. What, to satisfy munchies, hummus just is... I can't imagine that doing the trick, but maybe it works for some people. I don't know.
Nothing does the trick when I have the munchies.
What else do you take when you're tossing a salad? What else do you like in your salad? So we've covered chickpeas. We've covered cucumbers.
All right, so
do you take
greens?
Okay, which greens?
What's that?
What kind of greens?
You know, it really depends. I buy my greens already, you know, made up from Trader Joe's. I like the mixed spring mix or the butter lettuce. That's very nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
Take a handful of that, throw that on the plate, and then the aforementioned vegetables. And
what about red onion?
A little bit of... Oh, a red onion is good. Yeah. If I'm going to have onion in my salad, it better be red.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some people hate...
Some
people hate red onion, which I don't understand. But then again, I won't eat chickpeas. So people are just so finicky. But yeah, red onion. Go ahead.
True.
Go on. What else?
That's true. A little, so for some healthy fat, either some avocado or some sunflower seeds.
Oh, okay. Very balanced.
And Trader Joe's Italian dressing is currently my favorite. It actually tastes a lot like the Olive Garden dressing when they give you, you know, the never-ending salad.
Yeah, they sell it. They sell that. They bottled that and sell. They sell the Olive Garden dressing. But I have heard that the Trader Joe's dressing is fantastic. But I actually recently, very odd that we're talking about salads. So I recently did a search of the top 10 bottled salad dressing. And Trader Joe's would come very high on the list, but the number one was Paul Newman's, I believe. What's it called?
Newman's Own.
Newman's Own. That one, yeah. The traditional Italian dressing across, and I looked at like maybe four different websites, that was hitting number one every time. So it might be worth a try. Yeah, the Newman's Own Italian, their family recipe or something. Family recipe, I'm not sure. I'll send you a link, but anyway.
That is marvelous.
I love a good Italian.
I used to use his dressings. Yeah, I think I found that there were maybe a little bit too many ingredients is it in them.
Yeah, maybe it has cheese.
Usually, the fewer ingredients, the better, just as far as like the, you know, healthy crap.
Right.
But then again, this Trader Joe's one. Oh God, I can't see. You know what? I'm looking at this bottle. This has about 1,000 ingredients, and I don't have my readers on, so I can't even tell you what they are. So it's probably all bad.
No, but it ranks highly as far as taste, and in these tests, it's like right, just like one or two below the top. So I'm going to try that out. Anyway, what else do you take in your salad? I don't know. I'm obsessed with salads right now because I'm trying to lose weight and eat healthier. And, you know, I work on a farm one day a week and they give me organic produce. So I've been eating more and more vegetables and more salads. And I got to say, I have more energy and I feel better. It's, imagine that.
Wonderful.
Yeah. But,
that's good.
Yeah. And the weight is coming off also because I'm cutting down on sodas a lot and cutting down on alcohol. And I think that's also helping with my energy and everything.
That'll
else.
Do it.
Yeah.
That'll absolutely do it.
So you only like Italian dressing or what else?
That's my current favorite. Okay, so I'm going to give you a whole different salad recipe here. If we want to go for like an Asian flair,
ooh,
the greens, cucumbers, no tomatoes this time, maybe some shaved, or what are they called, slivered almonds.
Oh, yeah, very good for your brain. Or walnuts are good for your brain, but almonds are good for your health in many ways.
Yeah, and then like some mandarin oranges.
Oh.
And then the dressing is the I believe it's called spicy peanut vinaigrette from Trader Joe's. It's in the refrigerated section.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good, the peanut dressing. And what else do I like in there? I know I'm missing something, but those are the main ingredients. Maybe broccoli if I happen to have some.
Oh yeah,
you know.
That's good. Are you too fit to put croutons in there?
You know, let's say yes. Yeah.
Oh, I pour them in. I love croutons. I feel like, you know, I mean, I can't be all good all the time. You don't like that? Mm-hmm. Oh, that crunch of a garlic buttery crouton. Mm-hmm. So many, I know it's bad for you. I know it ruins, defeats the purpose, but I don't care. It's such a good contrast with the vegetables. Oh man, that toasty crouton.
Now I'm feeling so disgusting from my birthday. All I want to do is just chew lettuce because I think I ate cake in 2 days and I didn't.
Yeah, but you seemed thin. You seemed like you lost weight. Like when I saw you, you looked very healthy and svelte.
Thank you. I got back to my pre-pandemic weight and then I went crazy on my birthday, and now I have to rein it back in.
I want to get back to my
just around the corner.
Pre-pregnancy weight.
Yes, yes, yes.
I want to get back to high school weight. But anyway, I don't know. I got too thin last year, and I started to notice I looked very gaunt, and I don't want to look gaunt. So that's how.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, gaunt.
I want my ribs to stick.
I meant like my face looked like caved in. I'm like, no, But then if I'm too overweight, then I have a potato face in my mind. So it's a tender balance. You can't balance. Win. No, you can't. You can't win in this life. And then throw aging into it. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Go
ahead.
You can choose your face or your butt. You can either be thin and have a busted face, or you can have natural fat filling your face and just be fat, but not as many wrinkles.
So, right. Yeah, I think stick with medium-ish.
Yeah, or just partially wear a bag over my head sometimes.
Just go out at night. Go out at night, and if there's lights, just dim them. But yeah, it's a real pain in the butt, speaking of butts. And I try to stay fit. I know you're very fit. Now remind our listeners of what you teach. Now, do you teach fitness? It's not jazzercise. It's not Zumba. What is it?
No, I teach. So I teach some senior fitness classes.
I should go.
I mean, basically, like everything but jazzercise. TRX.
What's TRX?
So when you go to the gym, you'll see those black and yellow straps.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? That's TRX.
Yeah, I never think clean thoughts when I look at those. But what do you do? Stretch or something?
No, it's a total. Well, I mean, you can stretch, yeah, but you can get a total body workout using those.
So, what are they, like, bands? I'm good at.
So it's really hard to describe this on the radio. Let's say, like, you're facing, you can hold them and do squats, or you can face the other way, you can do push-ups.
Oh, it keeps you balanced?
You can do everything. You can pull yourself up. No, it's just, it's for strength training, mostly.
Resistance. Interesting. Yeah. All right.
So oh, it's fascinating.
So what other types of classes do you teach? Sorry, here comes the... it's because we're so hot, the fire department has arrived. Because our comedy is on fire. That's why they're here. But go ahead.
I teach a couple, what they would call like high-intensity interval training classes. Ooh. It's basically like a group training. I teach a... like a lower body class. It's all like butt, legs, and booty, an abs class, you know, little of this.
Oh my God. So what? So like all day you're like doing these exercises and just becoming like a bionic woman. Like how many hours are we talking here per day?
I believe I teach about 10 hours a week.
That's a lot of exercise.
I think that's it. Yeah. But there, none of it's really strenuous except for the, low body class.
But I guess it doesn't matter because the consistency is what matters, and you are doing these reps. It's not like you're just standing there overlording, are you? Do you get really
right?
Do you get really like right. controlling, like when people are doing stuff wrong, or do you let it go when they're making mistakes? Do you walk up and correct their form?
I'll repeat, like I'll correct them like 20 times in a row, and people they don't listen. And then sometimes they're like really like they're all talking and it's like they're women in their 60s, but I feel like teaching kindergartners. Oh, and sometimes no. I'll just say, you know what, do what you're gonna do. I get paid the same anyway.
That's
and
interesting you say that because I might take a job as an activity director at a like a nursing home and doing like all kinds of games with them, crafts. I might even do like a clean comedy show. So I'll talk to you about that another time, but. I haven't gotten a job yet, but I might get the job. And then, I can imagine it's sort of like daycare for seniors. So I don't know how that's going to go or if they'll ever listen to me when I'm teaching them crafts or doing games, if they're just going to just do their own thing. Because, you know, as old people, hey, what do you think, speaking of old people and as we're getting older, I don't want to say we're old people, but you know, sometimes at some point we will. And, what do you think about, what do you think you're going to be doing, like, when you're really, really old to like, have fun? Do you think you're going to be doing comedy till you die, or what do you think?
Like, heroin and stuff. Because I think at that point, I'll probably do comedy as long as I can, and I just don't... this is going to get depressing. I'm like, I don't see a... really great optimistic future. I think, like, I'll be
like in what, in life or in comedy?
my car. Well, just because it's so hard. Everything's
no, I
so
know.
expensive,
no, I
and
know.
Healthcare is so bad. And
yeah,
I mean,
very bad.
I'll probably just like drive my mobility scooter off a cliff or something at
oh,
some
that's
point.
Like,
that's kind of
my
retirement.
Like a low
plan.
Budget Thelma and Louise with just the Thelma or the Louise.
Yeah.
No,
just,
you're
just
not.
Like
you're going to be like
yeah,
Sandra
we'll
Risser and go until, you know, or what's her name? Remember Lynn Ruth Miller in her decaf?
Yeah, I don't think she had a very good life toward the end.
No?
You know what? I don't know because we weren't friends.
I remember. I wasn't
behind
close.
My back.
I wasn't close with her. I remember now. I wasn't close with her at all. I just did her show with my son one time. And I know
so for
Ron and her
your listeners who are not familiar, I know we're not supposed to speak ill of the dead, but when somebody tells someone not to book me and messes with my income, they're already dead to me before.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
dead.
yeah. No, I get.
She told someone not to book me for a gig because I was too blue, and our mutual friend told me that. So it's to this day we still joke about it. That we're like, you're too blue.
Yeah. And you're not.
So,
and you're not, by the way.
That was a shame.
And everybody should book you, and that's just a horrible thing to do. Yeah, but yeah, I know, I get it.
Thank you. Yeah. Someone suggested that she may have been jealous of me, which is silly because we were the kind of people, we could do the same shows, we might have the same audiences, but just totally different acts. Like, I was in my 30s and she was like in her 70s, and it's like, well, you know what, we're each in our own lane, like, calm down,
I know,
Grandma.
I totally. But my point was, I mean, despite
yes.
her personality,
yeah,
the fact that she had a pretty good work ethic with comedy, and so does Sandra, and I'm just saying it's a little inspiring. I mean, put the personalities aside, like, I think that both of us should just keep going until we're dead. And I think that's true.
Yeah, I think it's good for you, too. And I used to think, like, oh, someday I can't wait to retire when I'm, like, in my 60s or whatever. But now it's like, no, I think it's nice to have something going on,
it's
you know, whether
good.
You have to for money or not. Like,
yeah.
just to keep your brain happy.
Except for, boy, I feel so sorry for some of these old people I see working these hard jobs, like, there's a 7-Eleven near me, and there's this lady who's just, like, hunched over, and she's so old, and it just breaks my heart that she has to do these long, she's there, like, early and late, she just, like, and I'm just like, why do you work so many hours? She's like, because no one will, like, get hired here, and I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm not gonna take the job, but nobody wants to work at 7-Eleven, apparently, and I guess it's kind of dangerous, too, so anyway, she's just, like, she looks like she's in her 80s, and she's just all hunched over, and she's just working long hours, and then I see her sometimes taking a break, and she'll just, like, walk outside back and forth just to walk, and, like, she's just like, oh, my God. There's a, like, have you seen these people that are just super old, just working these hard jobs around? Like, you know, you'll see them doing these long-hour standing jobs, like, at Costco and stuff. I don't know, it's just kind of sad.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do that, but I also want to be able to afford some sort of retirement. So that I'm not going into one of these homes, you know, which are just horrible, I hear. I don't want to be a bummer, but I don't know.
Well, I want to go to one of those homes where they're all having sex. I think that seems like the fun kind of home.
Like, that doesn't exist.
These places are wild.
No,
like,
that's not true, Candy. It's against their will.
Don't ruin my dream.
Against their will. Here they are for us again. It's because
other?
Of your conversation. They called the cops on you because of that. What?
Wait, but no, the old people, the residents, they're getting it on with each other.
No, they're not.
Oh, yes, they are. That's why STDs
no,
are rampant in retirement
come
communities
on.
And assisted living. It's true.
How do they even get it up at that point? Like,
well, I'm sure they have somebody smuggling some Viagra or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Or they take the cucumber out of their salad.
Oh, that's a good callback.
Oh, wait, thank you. Yeah, you don't have to. Do you have to bleep that up?
No.
Bleep that out.
I won't.
So, okay.
No,
okay.
My show, I'm a very sexual person. I just don't swear. And it's just like, well, until someone tells me different, I'm going to talk about whatever I want without swearing, pretty much.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. I had other topics. I didn't want to just talk about aging and old people.
Yeah, but I'm depressed now.
No, I think that we're doing. What'd you say?
I said thanks. I'm depressed now. Thanks.
Yeah. I'm gonna turn it around. I promise. No, but you shouldn't be, because here's the thing. What I was highlighting was how fit you are, and that's how what you do when you get older, and you go and do lots of work and do lots of shows, which you are doing, and I am also doing that, and I'm gonna maybe be teaching swimming lessons and.
Ooh.
Yes, I went for evaluation and I passed that, and then they asked me back to go back. I don't know, I'm just trying all kinds of weird odd jobs. What was one of your oddest?
That's great.
What was, but it's like if I'm getting paid to be like fit, working out and helping other people work out, like I get it. Like that's like you're getting paid to like be fit. Like why not? And help others. So
exactly.
So I'm interested in that. But when you were growing up, a younger Candy, let's go back to your younger years. What were some odd jobs that you had that you have fond memories or not so fond memories of?
My first job ever was nut. That's what it was called. So I don't know if you'd call me. I wasn't necessarily. I guess that you'd call me a cashier. We jokingly called ourselves donut pushers. So there was a lot.
So pretty much the opposite of what you're doing now. You were. Enforcing
exactly.
Bad health. Hold on, here comes the cops for us again. I don't know what the heck is. What is it? It's only Tuesday. I live literally on you know, Highway 1.
Yeah.
I live on.
That sounds exciting.
It's so horrible how loud it is. So go ahead.
Yeah, but why wait till the weekend to commit crimes? Like, seize the day.
Or have a fire. I know, it's like, God, how annoying. Go ahead.
Oh, fabulous. But so yeah, I had my first job when I was 14 at Mr. Donut. It was fabulous. $3.50 an hour plus tips.
Oh. That's not much.
No. And I think a minimum wage was probably $4.25, I believe.
So did you hate it or was it fun? Then.
Both. Like there were times when I hated it. Yeah,
I remember that about for the first jobs is like, except for did you have any jobs that you like tried out and then you like quit the next day? I had one. Do you had any that you just quit right away? You're just like, oh no, oh heck no.
I worked one shift at Merry-Go-Round. Do you remember? Did you guys have that clothing store out here?
No.
I don't know if it was an East Coast thing. So Merry-Go-Round was like a really cool clothing store. And this woman, girl, whatever, I was like, I think we were like 18, 19. I knew her from school. And then she was a manager there. She hired me. And one shift was enough. She was mean to me the whole time. So I just didn't go back. And she never paid me. So, yeah, I worked one shift at Merry-Go-Round, and I was like, this is not cool.
You got on the Merry-Go-Round and right off.
Oh, I could not wait to get off.
Sounds like every night for you, Dandy. I had a job at the one I quit after one day, one shift was Jack in the Box.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I can't even remember what went wrong or what it was about it. I just hated it so much. I hated everybody I worked with. I hated the manager. I hated what I was doing. And I'm like, nope, don't feel the need to ever come back here.
Yeah, fast food is rough. I did, I think I did about a year at Wendy's, about a year at McDonald's as well. There weren't a lot of options in my hometown.
Either. Yeah.
All these places I worked were like all on the same street.
But did you do the cashier or did you like do other stuff in the fast food?
I think I did everything but cook. Mm-hmm. I think I did have to flip burgers at Wendy's, but not at McDonald's. I don't know why. They wouldn't let me. I wanted to be in the back because I didn't like people. Yeah. And they're like, no, Candy, you're so pretty. We have to put you out on the counter. And I'm like, ugh, God.
I know, to get all harassed by everybody. Did you get harassed? I did at jobs when you were younger and cute.
I don't remember a lot of sexual harassment, just people treating you like dirt because you're, you know, working in fast food.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Or the worst was, I would hate, like, if somebody from school came in and I was, like, mopping the floor or sweeping, and it's just like, ugh, you just keep.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. It's just, even though, like, everyone had those types of jobs, it still was, like, so humiliating as a kid. I remember just getting so embarrassed about everything.
Totally. But I remember I liked when my friends and I would work the drive-thru, and we'd, like, I'll say this nicely. We'd go to the bathroom with our mics on, and we thought it was hilarious to, like, flush and stuff. And
oh, no. How'd you keep your job?
Well, we didn't have customers, we'd be like, you know, flush the toilet and be like, you want fries with that? We thought we were hilarious.
That is hilarious.
I probably would still do today.
Yeah, right, if you had to be stuck in one of those jobs, but, you know. You never know. Yeah. What other kinds of odd jobs did you have?
Let's see. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm blanking on this. Some, like, for one summer, I worked at a courthouse, doing, like, filing and running errands and stuff like that. That I loved.
Yeah, that sounds
nice. I
loved
going to the courthouse every day.
Did you have to hear?
That was a lot of fun.
You didn't have to go into the court, though, and hear stories and stuff, did you?
Well, I think I wanted to. I think it was fun. Like, if we had free time, that you could just go and, like, sit in on a case or something.
Oh,
do,
man.
Stuff like that.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool. Although also stressful, I guess, or traumatic, depending on it. Speaking of traumatic, I've been watching these most. You're on TikTok, but there's. I'm on. I've got. You know how you get sucked into these algorithm. You start watching things, and it just starts showing you more because the algorithm. So I've been. My algorithm is now on caving disasters. Do you know about these people that go caving? Do you know about caving at all?
Oh, no.
What I thought about caving was, like, my idea was, like, miners going down and, like, doing repairs underground, or, like, people exploring, like, recreational caves. They're, like, really big with stalactites and stalagmites, right? But no. There's this whole type of people that are called cavers, and there's another name for them if they're not experienced, called spelunkers. You know about spelunkers? That's not funny. And those are the.
Well, I know what.
They're like
spelunking is just going into caves, right?
Yeah. But like it's like more derogatory. It's like they go in, like they're more risk takers, and they don't have all the skills or equipment. Anyway.
They don't use condoms.
They don't. Yeah. They just raw dog the earth. And they go down there, and it's not like big open spaces. It's like all these very tight, small tunnels that are like the size of your body. And they go, there's like this maze of underground network tunnels like this. And sometimes if you go the wrong direction, they just narrow up and close. And people get stuck head first, sometimes facing downwards, head down. Thinking that it's going through, but it just closes. Or sometimes it'll collapse on them, on top of them, in front of them, or behind them. And there's all these different ways that these people that I don't want to be further put
down. Yeah, I don't
down.
Need that.
And then if they start to panic, which they do, they start like, okay, and there's two types of caving. There's caving just dry, like you're going into a cave, and then there's scuba divers that go into underground caves that are these same tubes, but they're filled with water. So they're not only getting stuck in these small tubes, but they're also running out of their oxygen, their whatever is in their tank. So I've been fixating on all. So what happens is with the ones that are underwater, once they start to panic, they start to freak out, and then the silt from in the cave. Make zeros goes up because they're like start to thrash, and then the silt and all the sediment comes up, and then they can't see, so then they can't see like which way to go, even if they have like a line marker. Are you doing dishes?
No, I'm surprised you hear any noise. Andy's in the kitchen. He's not too far from me. My husband, for your listeners who don't quite know my life story, he's he's heating up some sort of like 6-year-old kind of lunch.
I guess we could not an elegant salad with chickpeas in it.
He doesn't have the sophisticated palate that I have.
No?
He's more of like a nuggets and fries kind of guy.
Nuggets and fries can hit the spot. You'd have a salad on the side. Side salad.
He's clanging some stuff around.
Yeah, I know. It's very annoying. That's the name of the show. We haven't been taught. Usually I would ask you, and I haven't yet, but I think, I was going to say, like, as we get older, you know, do you think as you get older, you get grumpier and more annoyed? Or do you think you get calm? Do you think, okay.
Absolutely. One of the reasons is because when I'm in the kitchen and I go to read something, I can't see. So I had to start keeping a pair of readers in the kitchen. And I started yelling one day. I'm like, this is why old people are so grouchy. We can't effing see anything.
Yeah, I know. My vision's going bad too. And I just recently lost my glasses. So I'm just walking around.
And you can't find them because you can't look for them.
I can't find them. I can't see. What am I supposed to do? I just have to order some more.
Yeah.
But I can't find my way to the clinic to order the glasses that they need to see. It's very stressful. But I think, so you think we get grumpier as we get older because of these, like, health problems, and you think that's the reason? Because we're just annoyed because, you know, well, we're dying, basically, is what's happening. Our eyes are dying. Our eyes are starting to die. Honestly.
I know.
And again, I don't want to be...
Every cell in our body is dying.
Yeah, and I don't want to be morose, but we're trying to fight it. You're a fitness instructor, for crying out loud. I'm going to be maybe a swimming teacher someday. God willing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though when I walked in there were so many kids screaming, I was like, I don't know if I want to do this. Like, I can handle some screaming, but even the instructors were screaming. Like...
Oh, no.
Like, they were just not screaming in a bad way, but just yelling because it was noisy. Like, come on, you can do it. And I'm like, why are we yelling?
I don't like that.
So that kind of, I didn't like that either. I don't like noise. But I find that, although I am annoyed by many things, I feel like I'm calming down a little bit just from doing this show because I'm not doing it now, but I'll like talk about stuff that annoys me and kind of rant a little bit. And then I'll read an article on how to solve it. And I started like really listening to the articles that I read. And I think it's helping me. And I swear less. Doing the show, I swear less, I notice. It's easier for me not to swear. I used to always have to edit myself. But I feel like I think I'm getting a little bit calmer as I get older. And you're saying that you're getting crabbier. Maybe it's Andy's fault.
Yeah. I think part of it, absolutely. But it's also like, I feel like when you know you have a limited time left on this earth, your patience for nonsense.
Oh, I see. Really, I see. Because we're in a hurry.
I'm just like,
because, we're in a hurry to live this life without problems.
Yeah.
No, I get it. No, I try to be aware every day and try not to be annoyed at stuff that normally annoys me. It's very difficult. I've been riding the bus because I can't afford these expensive repairs, and it's not even worth it. My car is so old, so I'm just like in this limbo where I'm saving up for a new car. So I'm taking public transportation, and it's also nice because I can drink. I know you don't care about that anymore, but I like that it's...
I care about you drinking.
You know, I won't be getting a DUI if I'm on a bus. Fun. You know, if I'm on a bus, I'm not getting a DUI. So anyway, there's this new stupid thing where the bus system has banned scooters. And I used to fold up my scooter, go on a bus, and then, like,
what?
Scooter the rest of the way to the show. Yeah, because the battery, like, could blow up or whatever. Isn't that stupid?
Oh, that is so stupid.
Like, my scooter's just going to spontaneously combust and explode on the bus. So, like, they even refused me a ride. They refused me a ride. And I'm like, but my knee. I use it for my knee. It's mobility. They're like, no. Those cannot go on the bus anymore. And I'm just like, oh, my God. So now I have to walk like a peasant, a commoner. I roller skated. I used my skateboard. And it's like, that's so hard when you just get on a scooter. It goes so fast. And now I can't even take it on the damn bus. You can only take it onto BART and Caltrain. I don't know. So that's been annoying the crap out of me. And a lot of people rely on their scooters to get around, and now the bus has shut that down. So anyway, these are poor people problems. Because it's saving me a lot of money.
What's next? We can't bring our feet?
I know, right? But the bus is pretty scary, though. I won't be on the bus much longer because it's pretty... It's pretty sketchy. I mean, normally it's okay,
absolutely.
But normally it's okay, you know, and like BART, and like And I get so annoyed because the bus has Wi-Fi on it, right? And I know you're probably not up on all this public transportation news. Then let me inform you. The bus has
Wi-Fi.
That's
okay. Keep me in the loop.
This is of the commoner, of the common man. So the bus has Wi-Fi. Caltrain has Wi-Fi. BART, no Wi-Fi. Can you explain that?
BART's disgusting anyway.
It is, and it's dangerous.
I mean, they all are.
But. If you go on, so you never take the public transportation?
I probably take BART a few times a year.
Two times a year?
Yeah. If I'm going to San Francisco and I know, like, it's just going to be a pain to find parking, and yeah, if
but
I don't
want
to deal, like, Oakland. Certain neighborhoods I know.
But you
I'm
go
like,
to Oakland a lot, and it's very unsafe for having a car there. So you would think you would take BART there, even though that's a very dangerous station.
No, I would much rather drive where I go in Oakland than to take public transportation.
And you just have nothing in the car then? And you, what do you do?
Yeah.
You leave everything unlocked?
Why would I leave anything in my car? There's no reason to. If you anything in there, somebody's going to see, you know, you could have nothing in your car. They could still break in.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so what do? Do you leave it unlocked and leave a window down? What's your strategy to not get the window break?
It's locked, but if they want to steal anything, it's like there's nothing to take.
Interesting.
That's a non-issue for me, yeah.
Oh, it's a non-issue. Oh, I just love having things with me. So
why?
I don't know. That's a good question.
What kind?
Well, in case I need something. I don't know. In case I need something.
I mean, I have shopping bags, empty shopping bags.
Well, what about like an extra coat?
Why would I need an extra coat?
Well, in case you get cold.
Well, isn't one coat enough?
I meant the one coat. What if, you know, you go somewhere, you have a coat, right? And you're just like, oh, I don't think I need the coat. It's pretty warm, actually. I'd like to just leave this in the car. And by the way, people still will break in just to see what's in your trunk. So what about that? What about them apples? Doesn't happen to you?
They can enjoy that, I guess.
Just curious.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't travel with all my stuff with me. That's I'd rather. And that, like, what if I broke down on the side of the road? Then I'm going to leave all this stuff. No, not just. Leave the vehicle.
I get it. I have another random topic before we go, and then we're going to wrap it up pretty soon. Here's the deal. So
okay.
I know you love dogs. I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever, does your dog ever watch TV or react to the TV or movies? Some dogs do, some dogs don't.
I don't think they do. They look like they're watching it, but they're just, I don't see reactions. And I don't see that they seem to prefer any shows over the others.
So if a dog comes on, they don't bark at it?
No.
Oh, yeah, I used to have a dog that Mrs. Garrison, my pug, would go crazy when dogs or any monsters or anything like that would come on the TV. And she would just go crazy barking. And some dogs do that. And I was wondering if your dog did that. Because I haven't.
No. Okay. Certain noises might set them off, like squeaky noises or, but even that it has gone away. Like my old dog Precious, like if she heard a doorbell on the TV, she'd go crazy. But, yeah, they're fairly mellow. They're 9 years old in human years. So
oh, wow.
That means they're a little, they're kind of old in doggy years.
Right. Right.
Yeah. They're pretty cool with the TV.
That gets a little stressful having the dogs getting older. We get so attached to them. I know you do too.
Oh, absolutely.
But I have my cats.
I'm breastfeeding one of my dogs right now.
I'm weaning my cats off. My cats like to watch YouTube videos, and they will watch. I'll put on squirrels and birds and other cats, and they'll sit there and watch it. And sometimes they'll try to attack with their little paws on the screen, and then they try to like look behind it, like where'd it go? Like when a bird flutters out of the way, it's pretty cute, and they like try to look behind the iPad or whatever, where'd it go?
Aww.
So it's kind of interesting to me how some animals will watch TV and some won't. It's weird.
Yeah, I think that they seem to like the rape revenge movies a lot.
And what shows have you been watching lately? I know you like your shows.
Oh, so I just finished Banshee.
On what?
Love it. It's so fun. I think it's streaming on Max. It was a Cinemax show. It's
Banshee.
I call it a manly show. Each episode is very much like its own little action film.
Oh.
I thought it was super fun. There are parts of it that's, you know, it's kind of, parts of it are cheesy. I mean, it is, it's action. Like, there's the corny action jokes, but it's just nonstop.
But what is it? What is it?
Never like got boring. Lots of sex. So I don't want to, I won't spoil anything, but okay. The whole premise of the show, this guy just gets out of prison and he's like this, you know, I don't want to say, I guess, master criminal, but his specialty is stealing, breaking into things. They burglarize, and he gets out and he steals the identity of this guy who's supposed to be the new sheriff in town. So now you have this criminal dude who's the sheriff. And oh. Just
what happened to the actual
nonstop action?
What happened to the actual sheriff?
Again, I don't want to spoil anything.
Oh, okay. He killed him. Probably killed him.
If you want me to spoil it, I
no, 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 no. I'm going to watch it for myself. I'm going to watch it for myself. I'll find it.
Yeah. Lots of sex, lots of action.
Ooh,
lots
I like of that. I like those things.
Yes. And there's even, this made me really happy. There's a whole, like, Satanist storyline. I love anything Satan related. That's always fun. That comes up in, I think that's season four. Well, it's only four
it's
seasons.
It's because you're a rocker. From your an 80s rocker. Don't you love 80s
like,
rock? That's satanic.
Remember the whole satanic panic and everything?
Yeah.
And
oh,
like,
yeah.
Geraldo did that whole show and about Satan stuff. So I find that so fascinating.
No, I know. My parents wouldn't let me listen to rock music because of that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I was banned. From it. Mm-hmm. Not my mom, but my dad and stepmother. They were very religious and... Yeah, I wasn't allowed to listen to any music that wasn't classical when I lived there.
That's child abuse.
I know. So I just would go like, you know, like every other kid and just like when they're not home, like turn on MTV and stuff like that. Oh my God, I'm so old. Yep. That's how I got my music. I would, when they'd go to the store, I'd turn on MTV. I'm just like, well, you didn't block MTV. Or else I wouldn't have known music.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
I don't get these parents thinking that's gonna do any good, but what else?
Yeah, you can't like hide stuff from people; they just want it more. I mean, you have to obviously do the best you can as a parent, but I think that's a little overkill.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're gonna be running out of time here. Do you want to like promote any shows that you have coming up? I know you do a lot of shows.
So my I'm on most social media at Candy Shaw Comedy, and I always put up flyers. Great place to find me is on comedyoakland.com. I do a lot of those shows, so people can find me there if they want. But other than that, Candy Shaw Comedy. Instagram is probably where I'm the most active, and I always, even about like once a week, I'll post a new like little calendar or whatever. So
perfect.
People can find me.
All right. Yes. Always a fun time. Go to one of Candy's shows, or one or two or three of them, actually.
Exactly.
She's hilarious. And thanks for joining the show and talking about all my random topics. And
I liked your topics. They were very topical.
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah. They're just random things that I've been thinking about. Before we go, I also have a show coming up. I'll be performing with Larry Bubbles Brown, our friend. And October 11th on 1355 Bush Street in the Bush at the Underground Venue 3. I don't know about these other underground venues.
What city is that?
San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm not familiar.
Kurt Weitzman will be there and Iris Benson. And it should be a good show.
Fabulous.
Should be a good show. And that's at 7:30 on October 11th this Saturday. And for other shows, I put my shows on LaughQ, LaffQ.com. I have a website, but I need to update it. I'm just lagging. Do you have your own website?
No, I used to, but
yeah.
Yeah. It's a pain in the... I feel like I'm getting by without it.
Yeah, me too. I'm just getting by without it. It's a pain in the butt to have a website, but... come see one of Candy's shows or one of my shows, and thanks for joining the show, Candy, and I will talk to you soon and see you soon.
Thanks, Susan.
All right. Have a good day, or in the evening.
Later, you too.
All right. Later. Before I end the big show, there are two articles I'd like to read to you. Now, I haven't read an article for you in a while, so I thought, you know, now's a good time, as good a time as any. One of them I'm going to read you is about, is it true that we get grumpier as we get older? Is that a true thing? Is that real? If so, why? So I have that set aside for you, and there's another one. I told you I was fascinated with the cave disasters that have happened, because people explore caves underwater, or not underwater, just caves down below. You know, like people think they're an earthworm or something all of a sudden. And they go into these tight spaces under the earth and under the water and under the earth. Oh my God. So I wanted to see, you know, why would someone do that? And then I was thinking, as I was looking stuff up, other dangerous pursuits are highlighted on the internet in front of my eyes, like mountain climbing. That's another thing that I won't do. And by the way, I have recreationally gone into a cave in Texas. I'll never do it again. Oh my God, how scary. Now that I know what can happen down there, I would never do that again. But so the other thing is, as I'm looking at all these things and judging them, I actually went rock climbing, and I went with a class and a guide, and we used those repelling cords and ropes and carabiners and whatever, those safety mechanisms. And I had a harness and all of that. And I went at Castle Rock in California, and I took a rock climbing class, and I went up a whole cliff. And I look back and I have pictures of it to prove it. And it's like, things go wrong, as we've recently seen with the kid at Half Dome. That 23-year-old rock climber who was videoed to be seen falling to his death when he ran out of rope. And I had something like that rigged up. What if I had run out of rope? I could be dead. So I'll never do that again. I'm not going to be rock climbing. I'm not going to be mountain climbing. I'm not going to Everest. All these people got, 1,000 people got caught in a snowstorm. How could it be rare? You gotta expect a snowstorm when you're up there. I guess rare at this time of year, maybe. So first, let's read about the old people. Where'd this article go? Did I lose it already? All right, let's just read the cave one first. I don't have much time. I looked up, why do people go cave diving in tight spaces? Like, I get a big cave, but why go into the recesses of the earth? I just don't understand it. So here's the answer. People go cave diving in tight, this is the AI overview before, because I don't have time for an article, an actual article. We only have 10 minutes to do these two research endeavors. People go cave diving in tight spaces to experience. Speaking of caves, how's your mom doing? Okay, that's not. So to experience a unique sense of exploration, challenge their physical and mental limits, and seek beauty in untouched, often hidden underwater environments, which can include unique geological formations or ancient artifacts. The thrill of reaching places inaccessible to others and the sense of accomplishment from mastering a dangerous and demanding activity drive many divers to explore these challenging conditions. Because I guess when I wrote cave diving, it sounds like it's the scuba diving variety, but I meant to say cave exploring. But you get the idea. Okay, here are the reasons. Exploration and knowledge. Pioneering new areas like mountain climbing,
Cave diving appeals to the innate human desire to explore, push boundaries, and discover places previously unseen by others. What? You still have the risk of death. Scientific discovery. These underwater caves can hold unique, so they are just talking about underwater right here. They hold unique life forms, well-preserved archaeological artifacts, and offer insights into past climates and geology. Challenge and self-mastery, physical and mental endurance, navigating tight underwater passages require significant physical fitness, discipline, and the ability to remain calm under pressure, which I could never do, as panic can be deadly. Tess, I'd have a panic attack for sure. I have a panic attack just watching the VR videos on TikTok of cave explorations. Testing limits. For many, the appeal lies in testing and mastering their physical and psychological limits in a highly challenging and controlled environment. I don't think it's controlled. It's very out of control in my eyes from what I've seen. Aesthetic and psychological aspects. Unique beauty. Caves often feature stunning geological formations like stalactites and stalagmites, underground lakes, and other natural that, yeah, you can fall into and drown, and other natural wonders that are unlike anything seen on the surface. Solitude. The isolation of the underwater cave can provide a unique and profound sense of solitude and freedom. Just go in your room. At least you'd live to see tomorrow. Away from the distractions of the surface world. The surface world? You mean where we're supposed to be? Oh my god. Community and camaraderie. No, I don't think so. You have community back on up on Earth, on the top of Earth. A shared passion. Caving and cave diving foster strong bonds among enthusiasts, creating a welcoming and supportive subculture centered around a shared extreme hobby. That's just insane. In other words, why don't you congregate at meetings at a mental institution where you can talk about why you're suicidal going into caves underwater? Helping others. The tight-knit community often involves members going out of their way to support and rescue. Yeah, rescue fellow cavers in trouble. Yeah, that's often. Let's read this again. The tight-knit community often involves members going out of their way to support and rescue fellow cavers in trouble. They said often. You see what I'm saying here? And then below that, there's a Reddit. Why do people even do caving? Let's see. Well, let's move on to the Do Old People Get Grumpier article that I had in front of me. I have so many. Well, when you get old, you have all sorts of browser windows open and you don't like to close. You hoard those browser tabs. I found it. Here's what I wrote. Do older people become grumpier and more irritable? If so, why? Yes, some older people may become grumpier and more irritable due to the factors like chronic pain, hormonal changes, social isolation, declining health, medication side effects, cognitive decline, and frustration with a loss of independence. Let me see how much time I have. Oh, not much. Couple minutes.
Well, these issues can lead to increased stress, depression, and anger. Though it's not a universal experience, with many older adults maintaining high levels of happiness and patience.
I don't know if you could hear those notifications going off. I don't
quite understand where those are coming from. My telephone? Or my mobile phone? Or my computer? My laptop?
Physical and health-related causes, chronic pain and illness, persistent pain, fatigue, and illness or illness can lead to increased frustration and irritability because it drains energy and limits what one can do. Hormonal changes, declining levels of hormones such as testosterone in men and estrogen in women can influence mood and contribute to depression and irritability. Sensory changes, vision or hearing loss can make everyday tasks difficult and lead to frustration and annoyance. There it is right in the article, annoyance. Emotional and psychological factors.
Social isolation and loneliness.
Outliving friends and family, living alone, or reduced social engagement can lead to loneliness, which is a significant stressor and can fuel irritability, grief, and loss.
Seniors
may experience significant losses, such as the death of loved ones, loss of independence, or changes in personal roles, which can manifest as increased sadness and irritability, frustration, feeling helpless, dependent on others, or unable to participate in activities they once enjoyed can be a source of frustration that leads to anger. Okay, and then it's almost over. Cognitive and environmental factors.
Cognitive decline.
I don't mean to make light of it, but that's just what I do.
And I'm getting older, too. I get to talk about it like this. Maybe I sound like this. Maybe I have dementia. Maybe you do.
Conditions like
dementia
or general cognitive impairment can cause
confusion,
agitation, and anger as individuals struggle to navigate their world. Oh my God, we're going to have to struggle to navigate our world, you guys. Environmental overload, that's me. Since seniors may be more sensitive to overwhelming environments such as noisy. Oh my God, I'm a senior. Such as noisy or crowded settings, which can increase irritability. Yep. That's me. important considerations. It's not a personality trait. Increased grumpiness or irritability is often a symptom of an underlying issue, rather than a permanent personality change. Individual differences. While some individuals experience these changes, many older adults are content and patient, with studies indicating seniors often remember the good over the bad. That's good. Seek professional help. If you notice significant or increasing mood changes in an older person, it is important to talk to their doctor to rule out medical or cognitive issues and find ways to improve their well-being. And with that, I'm going to end the show. This has been Annoyed. My name is Susan Maletta. The show is every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. to midnight. Thanks for joining.
You're listening to Pirate Cat Radio, KPCR 92.9 FM in Los Gatos, KMRT 101.9 FM in Santa Cruz, and KVBE 91.1 FM in Portland.